If you're looking for sun, sea, and sounds, then Brighton is the place to be. With musical history spanning over 50 years. With a train station right in the heart of the city for easy exploration and a beautiful 4 mile beach populated with pubs and clubs, live music venues up and down the promenade, the town is a music lover's heaven. The beach itself went down in Brighton musical history when local hero Norman Cook, aka Fatboy Slim, curated the Big Beach Boutique 2 in 2002. A free one-day beach festival designed to host 60,000 people celebrating their love of the big beat music that Norman had made popular. On the day, however, over 250,000 people descended on the city ready to party and brought the entire place to a standstill. Despite being raised in Reigate in Surrey, Norman Cook will forever be associated with this seaside town, having cut his teeth in the Brighton Bell nightclub and student favourite The Basement, a 20-minute walk from the station. Here, he helped lay the foundations for what would become a thriving Brighton hip-hop scene. He is recognised as a pioneer of electronic dance music, and despite his hits like Rockefeller Skank, Right Here, Right Now and Praise You taking him right around the world, Norman will always be a Brighton boy at heart. But Norman's Big Beach Boutique isn't the only famous festival in the city. The Brighton Fringe Festival takes over Brighton and Hove throughout May and June, offering live music acts, but also theatre performances and comedy shows for all ages. And with a thriving gay scene, it's no surprise that it hosts a festival that is the pride of LGBTQ+ everywhere. Fabuloso in the Park runs over 2 days, featuring main stage artists as well as cabaret tents, queer town, dance tents and music of every flavour. In fact, Brighton was associated with another musical event popular with the LGBTQ+ community when it hosted Eurovision in 1974. Despite winning the competition for the previous 2 years, Luxembourg decided it couldn't afford to run it again, and so the Brighton Dome, a venue just 10 minutes south of the train station, agreed to keep the competition on track. That year went down in history as an unknown band from Sweden won and became one of the biggest groups in the world overnight. Of course, the band was ABBA with their hit song Waterloo, not to be confused with the train station in London. But if you're looking for a musical souvenir from your stay by the sea, Brighton is said to have more record stores per square mile than anywhere else in Britain. For those of you hoping to pick up some classic vinyl or a record from an up-and-coming local band, try independent record shop Resident in the North Lanes or The Record Album, that's the name of the shop, which is right outside the station. Or if you're a fan of the Bella Union record label, home of countless legendary acts from around the world, such as Flaming Lips and Tim Burgess, then take a 6-minute stroll to Church Street, where you'll find the label's very own record store, full of rarities and musical treasures to remind you of your Brighton adventure. Of course, if it's live music you're looking for, then Brighton has one of the handiest venues for train travellers, the Green Door Store, which is located right underneath the arches of Brighton's train station. It's a uniquely community-spirited venue with a huge range of acts that really highlight the eclectic nature of the city's tastes. With musical acts 7 days a week, it's seen everything from local musicians to mega acts like The Who. For a slightly tamer night, the Hope and Ruin is a 5-minute walk down Queen's Road from the station. Or there's Dead Wax Socials in the town's famous lanes, which offers drinks, records and a live band to create the perfect ambience for a weeknight treat. So whether you're looking for a sunny rave beside the sea or fancy some tracks that will take you deep underground, Brighton's electric music scene and bohemian atmosphere will always be sure to make you feel right at home.